It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Armored Saint singer John Bush, how are you?
Hi, Jackie.
It's been a really long time. It's so great to talk to you again.
Hey, yeah, I'm always grateful that you're willing to put my presence here on the air and chat about Armored Saint. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so kind. We're here to talk about the new Armored Saint record, Punching the Sky. It's coming out October 23rd, and it's an interesting time to release an album, both in terms of marketplace and also lyrical subject matter. What overall statement did you feel compelled to make with Punch the Sky?
You're just going to dig right in. You're not even going to hesitate at all, right? It's funny. It's a funny time, as you put out, that there's a lot of things that you can write about. I mean, it's endless what's happening in the world. And for songwriting purposes, it really actually is a great thing. As a matter of fact, I could probably write a whole other record at this point. I try to, as far as lyrically, a lot of the times the way I approach songs these days, and I have over the last couple of records, is to write in certain ways that it's, I'm saying something and I want people to kind of read between the lines, and I don't want to be reluctant to take chances about what to say, but at the same time, I don't want songs to be kind of pigeonholed in a time capsule, if you will. So I want, because I feel like sometimes the best, the most amazing records and songs are ones that feel timeless and feel like no matter when you're listening to them, whatever year it is, it can still be right on the money as far as what's happening. So sometimes my lyric approach is a little ambiguous, if you will, and I do it in a way where I want people, like I said, to kind of think about what I'm saying, but read between the lines. And I also feel like it's weird. Sometimes after writing a song and recording a song, even the lyrical concept that I was maybe approaching at that moment, a few months later, it almost pertains to something else. And so like the song, it almost creates a new identity for itself as time goes on, which I think is a trip. So I don't know. I think my answer is probably a little roundabout and vague, but like I said, there's endless topics to write about. I just don't want it to be too specific. I want things to be able to kind of, I want them to be able to have different meanings in different times of life.
John Bush of Armored Saint on the show with us this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Armored Saint record, Punching the Sky, is coming out October 23rd. Here's a tune from it, End of the Attention Span. It's Full Metal Jackie, Armored Saint singer John Bush with us on the show tonight. Again, talking about the new Armored Saint record, Punching the Sky, coming out October 23rd. And John, maintaining familiarity while exploring creativity is a challenge musicians and artists in general all face. What makes Armored Saint particularly well-suited to find that balance?
Well, I think that, our primary goal is to really just be ourselves. We're a band that's through the years kind of sometimes, especially in the 80s, I'd say, and I said this really with a lot of honesty, is that we probably had a little bit of an identity crisis at times. We were not really connected with a couple different genres that were happening, like I said, especially in the 80s when you had like hair metal that was really big and then thrash metal that was really big. Armored Saint never really fit in either place too easily, let's say. We are, a band could play with, Rat and Wasp and these types of groups, and we would be able to play with Metallica and Death Angel and these types of groups, but we still never really felt like we were part of any genre. And for a while that was a problem for us because it just created this uncertainty and probably a little bit of insecurities, if you will, to be honest. But as time has gone on, we've become more and more comfortable with our own identity and just really focusing on our own sound and our own style. And so with every record that passes, I think we hone in on that even in a more clear way. And now I feel like we just sound so strongly like ourselves. And that's really the thing that I think we always really wanted to do. But we had to, it took probably like 30 years to find it. And which is weird to say, but I think we finally have done that. So we just kind of keep just focusing on what we do best, all the things that we do, kind of just make our sound and our style extremely specific to ourselves. And we just keep going. Whatever happens, the music climate is weird. People don't buy records like they used to. Now you can't even tour with Corona. You just kind of roll with it. And the music is the one thing. Making records is the one thing that you kind of can control. And so you do it to the best of your ability and really just believe in what you're doing. And I think we're doing that pretty awesomely.
John Bush of Armored Saint with us, Punching the Sky. The new record from Armored Saint, again, is coming out on October 23rd. Still to come, music from Pantera, Dio. We'll check out a new track from Pallbearer. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, plus music from Overkill coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Armored Saint singer John Bush on the show with us tonight. And Armored Saint is a band that doesn't adhere to the continual grind of an album and tour cycle. How has that benefited you as a musician and songwriter, and also as a person?
Oh, good question. For a while, especially probably after I left Anthrax, I was kind of involved in different things in my own personal life. I was helping my wife with the business that she had, and I had a couple kids, and I wanted to be there and being with them while they were growing up and raising them. So that kind of pushed me away from saying I'm going to be in this cycle, maybe even to the chagrin of some of my band members. But it was just a decision I made that I wanted to just kind of be at home a little bit more than probably the usual musician, based on what you just said, the cycle. Some of that has changed a little bit in the sense that, my kids have grown up and, I do love performing live and finding that balance is really not easy. And touring is something that, the world is such a giant place now where you can go to so many different places and play. And I want to, because I love when Armored Saint has never been to like Japan and we go for the first time or Spain or something like that. And that happened on the last record, where the first time we ever played in Spain and Japan, which was, pretty lame after 30 years, 35 years. But that's the way it is sometimes. But I think that, well, I only can speak for myself, but I think that sometimes overplaying can have that grind kind of feeling, as you pointed out. And I think that's something that kind of takes away some of the freshness. And touring is hard. It's a difficult thing. I'm sure every musician would agree with that. And you don't want to get into a position where you're like, where am I? What city is this? How many days in a row we played? I want to go home. I think probably a lot of musicians can adhere to that and agree to that kind of philosophy. And so I think you want to keep it fresh. So you want to play, you want to tour, you want to play shows, you want to play in front of people who have never seen you, but you don't want to burn out. And if you do that, you'll stay fresh and every gig will matter. I think that's kind of my approach.
John Bush of Armored Saint with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Punching the Sky is coming out October 23rd. And coming up this hour, music from Dio, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Mr. Bungle and more with John Bush. It's Full Metal Jackie. Armored Saint singer John Bush is my guest on the show this week. The new Armored Saint record, Punching the Sky, is coming out on October 23rd. And John, you have had a prolific career with both Armored Saint and Anthrax, as well as other music ventures. What's different about your aspirations now, and how do you define fulfillment?
Well, I think that my approach a lot of the time when making a record, at least, is to give everything I got, to push every boundary possible. I think the guys in the band completely believe in that. We don't want to just mail it in. We don't want to just make a record that sounds like a follow-up to the previous record. We don't want it to seem like we're looking back into our catalog and go, what did we do well there? Okay, good. Let's try to revisit that. I don't think we want to do that. We always want to make every record stand out on its own and have its own unique kind of identity. And I think that that's the thing that kind of pushes us as songwriters. And by doing that, I think that every time you make a new record, you're just completely focused on that time. And taking those chances are the kind of things that, at least my heroes and the people that I really love the most, I think those are the ones who did that. And instead of just kind of like I said, recycling what they did. It's a safe way to make music, and even some people might even look at it as a, you know, like a consistent thing. That's the fans want this, let's give it to them. But I think you still have to push yourself a little bit harder as a singer and a songwriter and musician to not just do that, to do something a little bit more aggressive. And I think that's what we do. So every time we make a record, I feel completely just fulfilled, actually. And then about a year later, I say, okay, now ask me again, and I'll give you an honest assessment of it. But in the end, I think the important thing as well is to, you got to let it go. You got, once you make the record, and once it goes into the mix mode and you master it, you got to let it go. You never want to look back and go, if I would have done that differently, we should have changed that, or I don't know about that. I never want to feel that way. I may feel that way years later, but after we finish a record, I never want to feel that way. I always feel like it's great. I love it. I'm letting it go.
John Bush with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, we'll be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a new tune from Trivium and more with my guest, Armored Saint singer John Bush. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got John Bush on the show with us this week. Punching the Sky from Armored Saint coming out October 23rd. And John, you famously turned down an opportunity to join Metallica. Given the benefit of hindsight and maturity, what do you recognize now about the wisdom of that decision?
Well, I don't know how much wisdom was involved in it, to be honest, but I always just say that really, much as I feel like that was the ultimate compliment, obviously, by the guys at Metallica, going back to like 1982 here, 83, maybe before Kill 'Em All was recorded, actually. I don't think it was my destiny to be in Metallica. I just don't. I always say that I could have like literally had a hand jacking up heavy metal in a complete way, because that just really was not my destiny. My voice, instead of James Hetfield in that band, it could have just thrown the planets completely off. And because of that, I just don't think it was my destiny, like I said. But again, I'm grateful. I mean, they're the biggest heavy metal band in the world, bar none. And I respect those guys at the utmost. And I know that not only do they think highly of my voice, but they think highly of Armored Saint. And I think that through the years, we always felt a compatibility with them as far as just peers and being on, just being really close with those guys. We may not talk to them for a long time, but we could always get in the room and just, you could kind of reminisce about the early days and just a lot of the things that we've accomplished and a lot of cool music that we've made through the years. So I'm real grateful. And, I always say it probably would have been a bigger mistake for me not to join Anthrax, because that was later in time. And that was, I was meant to go there. So I think that would have been a much bigger mistake in my career if I didn't do that.
John Bush with us. Armored Saint's new record, Punching the Sky, coming out October 23rd. And John, be safe out there. Thank you so much for checking in and being on the show.
Oh, thanks a lot for always having us on. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jackie.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.